This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Knicks did lose last night. And look, I don't want to sugarcoat it. You lose to a rival, you're pissed. You lose to the Miami Heat, you're not happy, especially the closing few seconds of this game. But there was something I learned after the game that made me feel even more, I guess, confident in Mike Brown.
What is that?
Ownership. Because what I believe is important is to own your mistakes.
What did he say? Should have taken a three instead?
No. He actually owned something that I forgot about because I was watching the game. Because Clyde was back, and oh boy, did he look good. And he had some funny lines in there. It was just a great Clyde night. And as you may recall, late in the first half, Mike Brown issued a challenge. Mm-hmm. He lost that challenge because Josh Hart's a big whiny baby. And Mike Brown, unprovoked after the game, when kind of recapping went wrong, said this about that decision.
I didn't help him out. It was a bad challenge, but I did. I got to be better just as much as I'm telling those guys to be better. It was a bad challenge just from the simple fact that I couldn't help them in the second half with it because I had blown it in the first half. So I have to be better in that area.
Wow. Accountability from a head coach in this town?
Huh.
Are you kidding?
Not only take accountability.
Answering the question straight up?
Here's the best part. No one asked him a question.
Wow. So he brought it up on his own?
Yes.
That's how you get in front of a story. That is PR 101, because once you make it a non-story, it is not a story.
You're right. It's something that Abdul Carter and the Giants could learn from. Mm-hmm. I remember watching the game, and sometimes when I'm watching a game, I like write something down in case I want to bring it up on the air. And so I was literally about to write down, this is a stupid challenge, I don't like this challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I decided not to write it down because I was like, I'm never going to talk about this on the air. This is such a waste of time. This isn't a playoff game.
But then he brings it up, and then it like sparked your memory.
Yes, and I'm like, he's right. Now, just to remind you, because it is so forgettable, they're up by two with 3 minutes to go in the first half, and Josh Hart was called for an offensive foul. It was like a moving screen. Mm. And was it probably a bad call? Yeah, but Mike Brown hit on it. That's not the point. The point wasn't that it was a bad call and it should have been overturned. It was, why risk it in the first half of a game on a foul call that's really going to have no impact on the result?
Yeah,
that's the point. Because even though they should have overturned it, what was the big deal?
Now, what is it? How does it work in the NBA from a coach challenging standpoint? Is it his gut only? Because in football,
because
we had this with Mike Kafka this past weekend, it comes from a majority, like multiple people.
Well, I think there's a few variations of this. I'll walk you through last night. So Josh Hart started screaming like a baby because, you know.
Stop. He's not a baby.
Listen, my coach, Mike Brown,
he's got a very cute baby, though.
He does. No, he's got an adorable kid. I agree. But Mike has even said the Knicks whine too much to the officials. That's not me talking. That's my head coach.
He actually said that, too.
He did that a few days ago. I'm telling you, when we talk Knicks, we just update you on what Mike Brown says. Because honestly, that's the most important thing. These games aren't the end of the world.
And he's hitting on anything that we could be upset about.
Oh, my God. He's hitting it out of the ballpark. So Josh Hart's whining. Okay? He's crying. Mike listens. He says, okay, Josh is whining. He then looks back at some of his assistants mm-hmm. who are checking out the replay. And then Brown has that chance before it's inbounded. What do I do?
Right.
He then, at the very last second, says, I'm challenging. Timeout, I'm challenging. And so it's a combination of believing your player, but also listening to your staff. But here's where Mike was so spot on. It's not about that. Mm. It's about the moment. Once you lose a challenge in the NBA, it's gone. Why are you using it with 3 minutes to go of a two-point game in the first half? And by the way, well, it's a foul, Evan. Momentum. It was his first foul.
Momentum.
Nah. Come on.
You asked the question. Why? I'm just trying to give you a possible thought of why.
I think there are certain situations specifically where I'd say, okay, first half, maybe I issue the challenge. Like if it was the fourth foul on one of my best players. Like a real BS foul on Cat.
Yeah.
Sure. But not this spot. And that's what I loved about it, because I agree with him. I'd have a rule, and I have this rule as a basketball fan, so I scream at Jordy all the time, even though their games don't matter. I would not challenge in the first half. Like I think it's stupid. It takes a really unique situation. So I love the fact that he called himself out about it. Man, you're going to call your players out. I think you got to call yourself out. And I could see it in your eyes as a former player.
Yep.
You love that.
I do. Accountability is what it's all about, especially with the media in this town, because this is the we've talked about this already multiple times, but the whole Abdul Carter thing, when you get ahead of the story, it makes it a one-day story as opposed to a multiple-day story or a narrative that persists for a week or two or even more. And unfortunately for Abdul Carter, this is going to be part of the conversation for around him until people forget about it.
You nailed it, and it's part of the reason why I think this was a big deal to bring up.
Mm.
Mike Brown, not that the challenge was going to be a big story, but small thing could be a big thing.
Right.
This is the playoffs. It's a bigger story.
There's 82 games in basketball, so this is not going to be an issue unless it's a recurring issue.
Right, and you're hoping that based on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Realizing this early in the season, it's not going to be an issue. But look at the Abdul Carter situation, and I'm going to blame Abdul Carter and Mike Kafka. I blame both of them. Mike Kafka sits him for the opening drive. After the game says, that's between me and Abdul. Mm-hmm. Abdul says after the game, not going to say a word. Then the leak comes out that he fell asleep.
Yeah.
Then Abdul goes to Twitter to say, I didn't fall asleep. Then he deletes the tweet. And then yesterday says this to ESPN. And it's a great statement, but to me it's like 24 hours too late. Quote, my mistake was an honest mistake. I own the fact that it was an honest mistake. I was getting treatment, and I told Coach Kafka that too. But to say I was sleeping at the time wasn't true, and it also wasn't a trend. This was the only time it happened.
Mm.
If he said on Sunday, here's what happened. I made an honest mistake, and I missed a practice or a walkthrough. I don't know if it ever excels to falling asleep and it becoming a trend. By putting a pin in it, by not saying a word and not getting ahead of the story, you allowed the story to manifest, and now all he's trying to do is put the thing back in the tube.
Now, I'm trying to think if Mike...
Toothpaste in the tube, thank you.
What did he say?
I didn't say anything. I said the thing back in the tube.
Said put the thing back in the tube.
Put it back in your pants. Put the toothpaste in the tube.
Now, let's just replay this in a different way.
Yes.
If Mike Kafka, after the game, when that question is asked, had simply said he was late for a walkthrough and there are consequences for your actions with this team, is this a story?
I don't think so.
I agree.
Because I think it forces the writers to not delve in and get more leaks on
and
it,
then,
I think.
And then start making up things. So when you don't give a real answer, you create a void to get filled by nonsense.
Yes.
And so there are, I'm sure, conversations about Abdul Carter around this team, and people hear things from one person or another, and the next thing you know, that must have been it. And so somebody writes that.
Yep.
And so it's just what's it called? What's the whisper thing? That whisper game you play?
Telephone.
It's telephone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it gets done. It gets reported, and it's wrong.
Sean Morris, are you proud of me? I did something that would make you proud.
Okay. You had a brown fudge Cliff Bar?
I talked about the Knicks and Mike Brown and somehow brought it back to the Giants.
You're very good at that.
You're turning into Sean.
I am. I do want to compliment Mike Brown. Look, last night sucks, but I think what we need to realize through basketball season is these losses, no biggie. Mm. These wins, no biggie.
Well,
though there is one factoid I'd like to say.
Road loss?
And then as soon as I give the factoid, I'm sorry, Tommy, I want to go right to the calls.
We're going to do this bit again. Fine, give it to me. What have the Nets done on the road?
I just want to, I'm going to make the factoid, then okay. We're going to the calls. The Knicks have zero road wins. Okay. The Nets have two road wins.
Is this the second time they've played Chicago?
Miami. They lost twice in Miami.
Yeah.
They've played them three times. They've lost twice in Miami, and they beat them once at home.
Correct.
Three times already.
Right.
Just an interesting factoid. Not only does Justin Fields and Jackson Dart have the exact same completion stats, but I see that one in there. But the Nets have two road wins, and the Knicks have zero. Let's go to Steve in Colonia. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. I'm a 69-year-old guy, Giant fan forever, been to multiple games, used to go to Lawrence Taylor's bar in Jersey.
Nice.
Just listen to me for one second. The thing with this wrestling thing is it's not about what he did or anything. It's we're tired of, like, one-hit wonders. Like, remember the Tommy DeVito, the lasagna, and all this stuff? I just want a guy to play football. I just want him to play football. He hasn't done enough. He had three or four good games. He got hurt.
But that makes
sense. When I got hurt in football, I played football all my life. So I was 35 years old. I tried to get on the NFL team. When I got hurt, I felt I left people down. I let them down. I didn't go out and make a freaking show of it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. You know what the theme, thank you, Steve, appreciate it, of his call is?
Yeah.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is why it's hard to be a rookie. Because sometimes you get hurt and you don't realize the importance of your absence. And I think Cam Scataboo's absence has particularly hit this team because he was the energy.
He was. And I read his tweet earlier, but if you didn't hear it, there's two sentences in it that I think will impact you. Remember, he's a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow me and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have fun that I've been able to do my whole life. So I'm doing things outside the box to try to find stuff to keep me happy. That is an important line because what he's telling you is, guys, I'm freaking depressed that I can't play football. It sucks.
And by the way, that's
real. I can't play football. It's very real.
Right.
So when I'm streaming about video games or going to UFC or going to Raw, understand I'd rather be playing football.
He's not streaming about video games. He's streaming about how do you eat your taco.
While playing a video game.
Do you eat your taco like this?
Right.
Or do you turn your head and eat the taco? Do you let the taco dominate you by turning your head?
It's a great question.
Or do you dominate the taco and eat it the right way?
That's right.
Taco dominates me all day long.
100%. Because I don't want to spell the taco.
No doubt.
I've never thought
about
tacos,
bitch. You're not spilling on me.
I almost have to eat a taco now just to see what I do with the taco.
I honestly couldn't think of the last time I had a taco like that.
Yeah.
And what I do to eat it.
Well, also hard and soft matters. A soft taco, you don't have to turn your head because it wraps up. The hard taco is open-ended. You got to turn your head.
And that was a question, as Tiki alluded to, that Cam asked on social media.
Yeah, it went a little viral.
He's trying to get through a very tough time. I think he took that injury harder than every single person listening.
I mean, he's been playing football his whole life, basically. Right. And all of a sudden, you're not doing it. When you're injured, you're around the team because you got to go in and treatment, and you see the guys, and it is, but you're not part of the team. It's really hard to be on IR.
No, I agree. Team Scat, baby. Team Scat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.